Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Hello, how are you guys?
Wonderful.
That's good.
I'm just so amazed that I don't know how you do it all. First of all, you're a mother, which in of its own, that is a 28/7 job. Okay.
A 28/7.
Yeah, 28 hours
an
a
extra,
day.
An extra for
28/8.
Yes, 28/8 I think is probably
fair. Let's take it right off the scale.
You're also on air at 96.5 in Brisbane from 9 till 1 p.m. And you're an artist as well. You write songs and you sing and perform and all that. How do you do it?
I don't do it all at once.
Okay, fair enough.
My two oldest girls are in school and my youngest, she's going to be 3 in September and she's very well taken care of by grandmas during the day. So I can take off my mum hat when I walk into the studio, and I'm here most of the day from sort of 8:30 until I do the school run in the Arvo. So then I get in the car and put on my picking up the kids from school hat.
Nice.
And musically, I was only talking to someone about this the other day. I'm really blessed in that when I have to write songs, the inspiration tap turns on. And when I'm just not meant to be writing songs at that moment in time, I have absolutely no hope of writing one. So it's rather than being frustrated with it now, I've just learnt that when I need to write songs, they'll come. And when I'm in a different season, I don't need to write them. So I just, if we've got a record coming up, I'll take a block of time and actually focus on writing and the songs seem to come together. But at this point in time, definitely the kids and the radio show are the big focus for me right now.
If only you could adopt that same principle with your kids. Like sometimes you can be a mum, other times you don't have to be.
If I've got a project, you know, a parenting project coming up, then I seem to just have all the inspiration I need for the kids. But if there's nothing coming up, then, yeah, it doesn't seem to, the tap doesn't run.
Yeah. Now, Tanya, tell me, who is Tanya Gordon?
Tanya Gordon is my secret identity in, well, it's a very public secret identity, isn't it? It's quite funny because I married Dale Rankin, who was in a band called the Mercy Bell. We married 10 years ago this July. Yay!
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it, unfortunately, it's a bit of an achievement in modern society. But yeah, so I'm Tanya Rankin around school, and I'm Tanya Gordon when I'm doing public kind of stuff, so on radio or with music. And it gets a little confusing sometimes. If I'm talking to someone on the phone, I have to think, who do they know me as? So I often sound like I don't actually know my surname because I'll go, hi, it's Tanya.
Yeah. Gordon Rankin, hyphenated.
So it gets quite embarrassing. But on air, I pretty much walk into the studio and I know I'm Tanya Gordon for 4 hours, so it's okay.
Now, back to the hubby situation. Were you a groupie or a member of the band? How did you meet?
No, I actually had a crush on the bass player of a band that he was in before that band, and I went to see them play, and there was this lovely young guy called Dale hanging around, and I really wasn't paying much attention to him, I have to unfortunately say now. And it was in Fortitude Valley in the early 90s here in Brisbane, and it was a very dangerous area at that point in history, and a girlfriend and I from school, we were probably 18 or 19 at that stage, and the guy I had the crush on just waved us off into the night, like, thanks for coming, we'll see you another time. And I remember thinking, I don't really want to go down that dark alley to my car. And of course, Dale, being the chivalrous, valiant man that he is, he stepped up and said, would you like me to walk you to the car? And I thought he was just being very kind and courteous, but I think he was actually trying to make a good impression. So we met there, and then he says I saw him again in a major shopping centre here in Brisbane a couple of weeks later. I have no recollection of that. And he says I need healing of the memories. And then I saw him 5 years later. We were both playing at the Black Stump Music Festival, and I didn't take any drums down to the festival. And so I said to the guys, oh, I know that guy. He used to be in this other band with this guy I used to know. I'll just ask him. I'm sure he'll give them to us. So I walked over and I said, hi. He couldn't remember my name or anything, but he said, I was just standing there looking at your face going, oh, it's her.
Fantastic.
So kind of within 2 weeks of the festival, we were going out. 4 months later, we were engaged, and 4 months later, we were married.
There you go. What a fantastic story. Well, Tanya, we'd love to play your song that we're playing now. Here it is on FM 103.2.
Don't Look Back. I have a bit of a history of depression and anxiety, and that song really is, I guess, a call to take responsibility for your own situation, because I had a lot of people when I was very ill who wanted to climb down into the pit that I was trying to climb out of to drag me out of there. But it's really a decision that you have to make for yourself. People can support you, but you really have to decide, I want to get better. I need to reach out for help. And a lot of people feel like asking for help is a sign of weakness, but I actually think it's one of the biggest signs that you are a strong and brave person to say, put your hand up and risk embarrassment and humiliation in some respects. That's how people can think of it sometimes, and actually say, I'm not doing well here, I need help. So the song just came out of that, and the fact that often for me, one of the things that I found difficult with getting past the anxiety and depression was living in the past. So it's coming to a place where I'm thinking, I can't change how I got here, but I definitely get to choose now and dictate where I go from here. So it's just saying, you know, don't look back, don't look down, don't keep going over that same ground.
There's so much of yourself in that, such a personal story to make up that song. How much of a cost does that have?
It doesn't worry me as much now. I don't relive the song. Some songs in the past, I've actually, if it's been a really upsetting song about a personal relationship or something like that, you almost relive the song every time you sing it. I don't feel that now with Don't Look Back. I don't have any problem with being really open about what I've been through. I think it's actually more difficult to hide struggles that you're having. I know when I first got sick with anxiety, we had no idea there was a name for it. We didn't know there was treatment. And I said to my husband, I don't want anyone to know what's going on, because I just felt like I was going crazy. And the energy and effort that it took for us to hide what was happening was far more than it would have been to just let people know what was going on. So I would rather just lower people's expectations in the beginning and say, this is who I am. And unfortunately, I am no more, as Mercy Me say, no more or no less than this person. And if we can be friends, that's great. If we can't, that's okay. But I can't change who I am right now.
So true. What's next on the cards for you, Tanya?
I said to someone last night, Monday morning we hit the ground running every week, and I hang on for dear life until Friday afternoon when I pick up the kids from school. I've written a little book that goes alongside the CD, and we were going to publish it, but then we just decided, why do that when you can just give it away to people online? So if people want to email through my website, which is tanyagordon.com, and just shoot me an email and say, I would love to hear about the stories behind the songs, I'm happy to send off. It's just a little Word document that gives a bit of background on all of the music. So that's coming out. I'm just, yeah, a lot of different things with the radio show, I guess. As I said, that's the big focus right now. And I'm so excited about just the direction we're going in. I've always had a really strong passion for women and for young girls. And the opportunity I have here to really place value, particularly on mums at home. I know what it's like to feel quite invisible sometimes when you're a mum at home with the kids and feel like, does anybody even know I'm here, let alone care about what I think? This show that I'm doing up here in Brizzy is really about, yes, I do care what you think. I think you're fantastic and I want to hear from you. So I'm in that zone right now and in that season, and I feel really blessed to be here.
Tanya, all the very best to you, and thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you, lads.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.